Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day if you look around the world and what is happening to the United States and our respect and our prestige and our strength and the projection of American values, particularly with the collapse in Afghanistan. We're going to be talking to a former aide to President Obama and to President Bush about what is going on in Afghanistan and why it is such a profound disaster. You want to talk about a profound disaster? You should take a look at all of the polling on whether the United States is headed in the right direction or on the wrong track. There is one big new poll, a Hill-Harris X poll, that shows that 62% of registered voters, in other words, almost two-thirds, think we're headed on the wrong direction. Now, what's remarkable about this is that during the early days of the Biden administration, it was kind of even. The faith that the U.S. was headed in the right direction, we had a new president, we had a new Congress, people were hoping things would look better, would be better, we were making some progress because of the advent of the vaccines that were developed under the Trump administration. Because of the vaccines, we were making progress on the virus. Right now, on everything that matters in this country, not everything, but most things, people are worried. They're insecure. They're concerned about inflation. They're certainly concerned about foreign policy. I think the news coverage of Afghanistan is profoundly appropriate. The Economist, YouGov, 33% think we're in the right direction. 55% think we're in the wrong direction. There's no poll. None. That seems to suggest that, yeah, we're doing fine. Well, things are humming along in the United States of America. This is one of many factors that could spell a complete disaster for the Democrats. And they would deserve it, frankly, for the Democrats in the elections that are coming up, let alone the elections in 2022. There are elections in 2021 in New Jersey where it might suddenly become a horse race for governor. That election is this year. It's a couple of weeks from now. In Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin is making a strong race. And all of this, of course, goes to the California recall election where I almost said Gray Davis, but he was recalled. No, Gavin Newsom is facing a very strong challenge, and perhaps if he is associated with some of the disappointments in the Biden administration nationwide, there's a Republican chance there. We're going to be speaking to Paul Miller, who is a professor at Georgetown in international affairs and was formerly an advisor on Afghanistan and Iran to Barack Obama and to George W. Bush, both. He's nonpartisan, but he is extremely worried about what is going on. Just to put this in perspective, there's also a great piece by someone on the conservative side of things and someone that it's my privilege to know. He's one of really the top scholars on this issue of American foreign affairs and American power. His name is Frederick W. Kagan, and I'm hoping he will join us on the show again sometime soon. He has a piece that ran in the New York Times, right, which is generally very supportive of the Biden administration. Fred Kagan's piece, he writes, "The Taliban is sweeping across Afghanistan. It is seizing at least 10 provincial capitals in the past week and is poised to seize more. Afghan defense forces, finding themselves mostly cut off from the U.S. air support, haven't been able to stop them. And the Afghan government may not survive for much longer. The United States has all but abandoned the country. A disastrous Taliban takeover, he writes, wasn't inevitable. President Biden and his hands were said his hands were tied to a withdrawal given the awful peace deal negotiated between the Trump administration and the Taliban. But there was still a way to pull out American troops while giving our Afghan partners a better chance to hold the gains we made with them over the past 20 years. Mr. Biden chose otherwise. The way he announced the drawdown and eventual departure of American troops at the start of the fighting season on a rapid timeline and without any adequate coordination with the Afghan government has in part gotten us into the current situation. The current situation, and this is very distressing, there are major desertions, as you would expect, from the Afghan army that we had built up so painstakingly. And there are even some reports, they appear to be credible reports, that some of the Afghan soldiers that we had trained and we had worked with and we had helped to recruit are deserting and joining the other side. What a disaster. And what an unspeakable disaster. Now, of course, President Biden, back in July, assured the country that this was nothing like Vietnam. I mean, people were comparing it to Saigon in April of 1975, where American troops and American supporters and leaders of South Vietnam were up on the roof of the embassy being rescued by helicopters so they wouldn't be slaughtered by the North Vietnamese. And here was the president responding to a reporter asking him about comparisons with Saigon in 1975. This is President Biden in July. Clip 8.
Some Vietnamese veterans see echoes of their experience in this withdrawal in Afghanistan. Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable.
Okay, today his own press spokesman for the Pentagon, John Kirby, who is, I guess, trying to do a decent job under impossible circumstances, he obviously indicated the president was just flat wrong. The president said there will be no evacuation, no helicopters coming to pick people up. Listen to John Kirby. This is from this morning. This is 10A.
Are any additional Air Force squadrons or aircraft heading to the Middle East for this? And then could you also speak to any of the rules of engagement troops on the ground will have?
I have nothing to announce or speak to with respect to additional Air Force assets. I've told you, I've given you pretty much the lay down of exactly what we're sending to support this movement. That said, I also said, and in fact I mentioned it in my opening statement, that there will be airlift provided. Clearly there's going to be an Air Force role here with respect to airlift. But in terms of combat aircraft, I know of no such moves to do that.
Okay, airlifts? Doesn't that sound like Saigon in 1975? The Taliban, according to all reports, now control two-thirds of Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has just instructed personnel to destroy sensitive materials. That means it could be a matter of hours. Probably will be longer than that. The UN Secretary General has made a powerful statement calling on the Taliban to stop its advances. Anyone want to make a bet that that actually is going to happen, that the Taliban will respect the UN and stop advancing on Kabul? Norway is temporarily closing its embassy in Kabul. Switzerland is withdrawing its remaining staff. Denmark evacuating staff. Denmark had provided some troop support to our mission in Afghanistan. The UK defense chief said he's worried about a potential return of Al-Qaeda to Afghanistan. So what do we do? And why did this have to happen? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with Friday going on in all across the world, but heading toward the weekend, in the Middle East, at least, there is some good news from Israel, which we will get to. But one of the things that I get asked from time to time is people hear me mention Our Crowd on the air. That is a company that invests in high-tech startups, some of which have been just spectacularly successful. And you might be interested to find out about it. We're going to be talking about a new Israeli satellite later that is going to be launched. And yeah, they have a satellites program, they have a space program, they had a mission to the moon. The Israeli satellite has a Muslim name. Why? We will get to that. There's a fascinating piece by the Israeli minister in the new government of innovation, science, and technology. In any event, you want to find out about that science and technology, it's free, costs you nothing, no obligation. Go to michaelmedved.com, sign up for a regular newsletter that brings you the very latest in some of the frontiers of the high-tech industry. And it's not just in Israel, it's in the United States, the European Union, around the world to democratic countries. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. In terms of the situation in Afghanistan, there was one comment made earlier this morning, just hours ago, by John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, who wanted to reassure everybody that things were solid in Kabul. Listen, this is 10B.
Right now, without getting into a battlefield assessment every day, I don't want to do that. Kabul is not right now in an imminent threat environment. But clearly, David, if you just look at what the Taliban's been doing, you can see that they are trying to isolate Kabul. Now, what they want to do if they achieve that isolation, I think only they can speak to. But you can see a certain effort to isolate Kabul.
You don't think you can figure out what they want to do? By the way, what's interesting is you'll notice how John Kirby, who's a very articulate guy, was at a loss for words. He had a tough time. I'm sure that won't be the case for Shelby in Seattle. Shelby, you're on the air.
No, it won't be such a hard time. I was commenting, I was telling the guy that answered the phone.
Rockstar Greg.
I thought it was a terrible idea to let everybody know that there's going to be just a few people there to evacuate people. No more boots on the ground to fight if there were to be a fight. We just let the whole world know where we stand, and that's in a weak position, it seems like.
You're entirely correct. I mean, in other words, the point that we're going to be talking about with Professor Miller from Georgetown University, who was with the Bush administration and the Obama administration, is that there appear to be no consequences to what the Taliban are doing. Among many other things, they are completely violating the spirit, if not the letter, of the peace agreement they reached with Donald Trump. And President Trump says, well, they wouldn't be ignoring the agreement if I were still president. The fact is, for both President Biden and President Trump, the idea of having any confidence in agreements with the Taliban is nuts. I mean, look who these people are. The level of killing and torture and oppression of women and kidnapping little boys as sex slaves, which, by the way, the UN has documented. It's one of those things they did, even though they will actually execute people for engaging in homosexual activity. These are very, very, very unpleasant people. They're among the worst people in the world. And we are going to trust a peace agreement with them. And then John Kirby says he has no idea what the Taliban are going to do. You see, Shelby, you make a great point. We claim to have no idea what the Taliban are going to do, but they have a very good idea of what we're going to do. And more to the point, what we're not going to do. And a lot of it is political, and I have no idea how Biden thinks this is a good idea politically. Fred Kagan writes in the New York Times, Mr. Biden believes that further expending U.S. resources in Afghanistan is a recipe for being there indefinitely. He rightly notes that President Trump had left him few good options by making a terrible deal with the Taliban. That's a fine argument, but it explains neither the hastiness nor the consequences we are now facing from the Taliban. With the opposition overrunning swaths of the country, closing in on Kabul, pushing the Afghan security forces and government to the brink of collapse, and prompting the Pentagon to prepare for a possible evacuation of the U.S. embassy. Well, it's not only possible, it's happening now. A responsible withdrawal needed more time and better preparation. History will record Mr. Biden, a supposed master of foreign policy for decades in the Senate, as having failed in this most critical assignment. Concerning the evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, a State Department spokesman this time, Ned Price, had this to say. And again, he was appearing on MSNBC, and he can't understand why the Taliban have violated their promises. Listen.
Well, the Taliban have said themselves that they have no intention of targeting diplomatic facilities. That is written into international law that they not do so. We are not going to trust anything the Taliban says. What we're going to be looking for is what they do, what we can tell through all sources of information that they plan to do. That's why we're taking these prudent steps right now to relocate some of our civilian personnel.
Okay, relocating civilian personnel is certainly prudent, but the Wall Street Journal is now reporting they may be sending as many as 8,000 troops to help this evacuation. Now, is this something that's reliable? Does this make any sense? 8,000 troops is a lot of people. And it's one of those things that if they are all going to be arriving there, are they coming there only to evacuate more Americans? And what is the deal with asking the embassy to destroy sensitive documents while all this is going on? We will be back with more on this, and I do want to get to the Muslim-named satellite. It is called the Ramadan that Israel is planning to launch. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you remember the name Ryan Crocker, but he served as a ambassador for a long time to Kabul, working in that very embassy that is being menaced right now. And Ryan Crocker spoke about the collapse of the Afghan forces and what that means and why it happened and why Americans should care about it. This is clip four with Ryan Crocker.
Began under President Trump when he authorized negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban without the Afghan government in the room. That was a key Taliban demand. We acceded to it, and it was a huge demoralizing factor for the Afghan government and its security forces. We pressed them to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners. Eventually they did it and watched them go back into the fight against the people who released them. So this is a year and a half worth of demoralization, and now this abrupt withdrawal on our part, I think, solidifies it. So it's like any complex phenomenon. There are a number of reasons for the collapse, I think, of the Afghan forces, but we cannot ignore that we had a central role in delegitimizing them and their government.
And I think he's right. And what's ironic to me is that, according to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's campaign was based on the premise that Donald Trump was the worst leader America's ever had. There was nothing good about Donald Trump. He was a complete disaster. He was a fraud. You know, basically, it was not a pro-Trump campaign. So of all the Trump policies that Biden has decided to follow scrupulously. I'm going to do just what Trump would have done, just what Trump was doing. We got to continue right along the Trump line. He picks this one, and the results seem to be disastrous. Justin in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, last time I talked to you, I was up in Seattle. And so I think probably the administration, if not Biden, is tired of dealing with the whole situation. I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, 20-year war and all that fun stuff. And I think to some extent they've given up. They said, hey, if someone's going to take it, we've proof tested the Taliban. They're in it for the long haul. Hey, let's just hand it off to them.
Yeah, but that's not really super fine logic. One of the points that Professor Miller makes, who's going to be on our show from Georgetown University coming up today, he makes the point that there's every reason to believe that the Taliban will welcome back Al-Qaeda and very possibly ISIS to Afghanistan. And this is a tremendous problem for the United States, because if there's one thing that we have achieved, and you can see it in the way that we all live, when September 11th happened 20 years ago, and we're coming up to the 20-year anniversary, for several years after that, every single American household, and I don't care who you were or what your politics were, was worried about another devastating terror attack. And, of course, there were terror attacks. There were the beheadings of Americans who were captured in the Middle East. And there was a killing of Jonathan Pearl and Daniel Pearl. And all of that happened. And it was real. And today, because of rolling back ISIS and rolling back Al-Qaeda and actually killing a lot of people, we've actually achieved something. And around the world, yes, Islamic terror is still a problem and it's still a threat. But one of the things that that Osama bin Laden, when he was alive, said was that people will choose us because they choose a strong horse. And for a while, it looked like, wow, look, the Islamic extremists are on the march. And the threat of a victory in Kabul, where they'll blow up the American embassy or make it some kind of Islamic extremist site and claim a great victory, that has a real impact on American security, it seems to me. Speaking of security and an impact, a small satellite could make a big impact. It's a small satellite called Ramadan. And it will soon be launched to track the moon and detect the beginning of a lunar month that determines the start of many holidays in religious traditions. It is an initiative of a landmark Israeli government plan to promote technology and science within Arab Israeli society. And there's this piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal by Orit Farkash HaKohen, who is a super dynamic woman. She has a Harvard degree. She is a wife and mother and a veteran of civilian service in Israel. And she's also the minister in the current government for innovation, science, and technology. And she's terrific. And she writes, the new Israeli government, in which I serve as Minister of Innovation, Science, and Technology, is a government of firsts. It is the first time an Arab-Israeli party is part of the ruling coalition. I worked with my colleagues, Mansour Abbas of the Ra'am Party, who's an Israeli Muslim Arab, and the Ministry for Social Equality on developing a plan for government investment in technology and research and development. My vision is to use Israeli technology, the bedrock of our economy, to help people on the periphery of society. aptly dubbed IMPACT, the $100 million five-year plan aims to bridge a gap in tech jobs. Israel's Arab community makes up around 20% of the country's population, but accounts for only about 2% of the tech workers. The Jewish ultra-Orthodox demographic, with more than 12% of Israel's population of 9.3 million, makes up only 3% of tech workers. The plan aims to help the Arab community develop skills to work in science and technology. It will include educational programs, vocational training, and technology incubators for entrepreneurs and startups. We plan to establish technology and science centers for Arabs, an incubator hub with seed funding for promising minority entrepreneurs, and two new research and development centers, one of them for the Bedouin community. And this is really terrific and worthwhile. A big part of being a tech powerhouse is to make sure there's a place for everyone in that house. Today, 10% of Israelis work in the tech industry, and we aim to increase that to 15% over the next 5 years, adding some 200,000 people to the total. Since its founding, Israel has been committed to equal opportunity for all, including minorities who unfortunately have fallen behind. We're determined to change this. For centuries, Jews and Muslims alike have looked to the moon to determine their calendars and holidays. Now, together, we will practice this tradition with the help of a new satellite. And good for them. At a time when there are so many people like Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib who are accusing Israel of apartheid policies, did you see any attempts in the old South African apartheid regime to develop science and technology skills and jobs for the black population that was a majority in those countries? This is a living, breathing, dramatic, $100 million effort to contradict and to wipe away all those stupid and stinking smears that try to claim that Israel is bent on oppressing its Arab-Muslim minority. And congratulations to Minister Farkash HaKohen on a worthwhile endeavor. Meanwhile, what about women in Afghanistan in the future? With Under the Taliban. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And one of the things that people forget about the situation in Afghanistan is that it's not just the U.S. that was committed there. There were substantial United Kingdom forces from Great Britain. There were forces from Germany, forces from Denmark and the Netherlands, and a whole large number of NATO countries. Now, they did not commit the same kind of resources and personnel the United States did, but they don't have the same kind of resources and personnel the United States do. And one of the difficulties here is leaving some of our allies in the lurch. The Brits are sending back some personnel to also help with the evacuation of their forces and their personnel and their diplomatic personnel and aid personnel. Rory Stewart, who is a British academic, diplomat, a soldier and politician, currently is a senior fellow at Yale at the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs. And he says this about what is happening right now, 9A.
We now need to really step up. There are going to be millions of Afghans in horrifying conditions. It's going to be heartbreaking. There will be millions of refugees. Iran and Russia will get into the vacuum that is left behind. Pakistan is already in the vacuum that we've left behind. We're going to end up with terrorists, but above all, we're going to end up with people in real misery. So we're going to have to radically increase our development spending, and Europe and the United States is going to have to expect to take a lot of refugees, and we ought to, because this is our fault.
And then he goes on to an analogy with another recent development. This is 9B.
This is going to feel like Iraq and Syria. This is going to be a barely governed space teetering on the edge of civil war and run by an extreme Islamist group. So we can expect all the problems that we get in those kinds of vacuums, which is, again, why people are insane to say that it was necessary to take out troops when very few lives were being lost and we could have remained there for the foreseeable future. This was a completely unnecessary, very dangerous decision that is going to cost us dearly.
And let us hope that he is not correct, but the cost in terms of the confidence of our allies, like Great Britain, is already being registered. Let's go to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing okay.
Good. I just think you said earlier that this is the one thing that Biden stuck with Trump on, and you feel that's bad. I think you should look at it in terms of if you have two diametrically opposed administrations in every regard coming to the same conclusion on anything, you might want to look at it in terms of possibly being correct. If we had left 10 years ago, if we leave 10 years from now, the same conclusion will be reached. They do not want to be governed by outside. They don't want a central government. It's a loose organization of clans and warlord leaders. This has been the way forever. It will be the way forever. And no matter how much money, last I checked, AP said $2.25 trillion. We can throw as much money as we want at this, as much blood as we want at this. The same conclusion. We need to pivot and shift to other areas of the world which are a larger threat. Asia being one.
Well, first of all, I think the figure you gave includes our operations in Iraq, which were much more costly, certainly in terms of human life. One of the points that Professor Miller makes, that we're going to be speaking to later, is that for the last 7 years, we've had never more than 2,500 combat troops in Afghanistan. And for the last 7 years, there have been 60 Americans killed in action, which is, of course, 60 tragedies that shouldn't have happened, and it's 60 too many. But the cost of the Afghan war compared to what the cost might possibly be to American security, I think, is particularly what people are concerned about. And by the way, the point you made is excellent. The fact that President Biden and President Trump came to the same conclusion and wanted to execute the same policy, I think in both cases that was a political maneuver, and because they assumed that it would be popular. I don't think this will turn out to be popular. I think this is going to hurt President Biden, and that's appropriate. President Trump didn't really have to face the consequences of the idea of withdrawal, and it's possible that he would have reconsidered. I recognize that. But the idea that two presidents can't make a mistake, I think that people would say that you had direct opposition between President Johnson and President Nixon, who hated each other. And yet they both followed a similar policy in Vietnam that also ended up working out horribly. The idea is that when people withdraw and the consequences are terrible, it's very tough to make a convincing argument, well, if we had stayed, it would have been better. Again, this kind of withdrawal seems particularly shameful and unnecessary in terms of its abrupt maneuver. Appreciate your call, Steve. Edward in Wautoma, Wisconsin. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you, Michael. I used to listen to you on a regular basis, and I always go online to tune you in when something significant happens. And I guess what I would say is no one should be surprised about Joe Biden. Everything he touches almost goes into the dumpster.
I understand. You may remember on Iraq, his policy for Iraq would have been to partition Iraq, which I think most experts think would have also been disastrous. But fortunately, neither the Bush nor the Obama administration listened to that. I think his instincts on foreign policy tend to be awful. I agree with you.
Yes, as Robert Gates said about just about every decision he's ever made has gone the other way. And so we get what we vote for. And you kind of took my point away a few minutes ago where you said Trump may have reconsidered, and we'll never know, of course, but I truly believe that he would have listened to some of his advisors, and he would have at least left some troops or, you know, advising troops in Afghanistan that would have prevented what is going on right now. And
that would have been infinitely and substantially preferable. I agree. The difficulty, of course, is that it seems to me that even the people who are around Joe Biden, you talk about the people who are around Donald Trump, it is not consistent with Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and his record, because Joe Biden is also not one of those Democrats who has been anti-military. And I think part of the worry about Biden and the future with Biden is that he would give in to voices in the Democratic Party that are far more radical than he is, or at least than he has said he is. And one of the challenges that he has is dealing also with this crazy $3.5 trillion expenditure, which the Senate just approved, but may be stopped in the House, which includes a total reworking of the American economy. And for people who say, no worry, no worry, it's just a little bit of a few trillion dollars added to the national debt, we are at a level now which is a level that that people are concerned about, and right to be concerned about, in terms of inflation and in terms of a really dangerous percentage of our gross national product that is taken up in debt right now. And that is a big problem for the future. It's one of those things that to pretend that it's not a problem, or that it'll all be solved with a crushing wealth tax, is a disaster. In fact, Steve Moore, who's a frequent guest on this show, has a column today about how this could be the end of the Reagan-issued era of prosperity. It's one of the reasons I think it is so important that Republicans do take over the House and the Senate in the elections coming up for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.